we couldn't have obscured your reasons, and we're not taking any politicians. This is strictly a highest military meeting. And besides, you can tell, Danny, it was made necessary by his committee.
Yeah.
He and Mansfield went and made a goddamn report, and now they're about to have a government fall as a result of it. And I'm just doing the best I can with these nuts that I got up there, and I'm trying to deal with. And I like Danny, and I was out there in the Cuban Missile Crisis trying to help him and help them all. But they've asked me at the press conference if any members of Congress would go. That means the critical Fulbright and the rest of the group.
Sure.
And tell him one of the great disappointments of my life was that it worked out this way. And tell him he'll never know how distressed I was. After I sent them all around the world, and I got in return a goddamn report that everybody says is terrible.
Yes.
And I haven't ever recovered from it. Don't know that the nation will ever recover from the Mansfield report. We may lose the first defeat the United States has suffered since we became a nation. And it's all, I'd say, 100% added up by God, with compounded by Mansfield's trip and Muskie and Inouye and this crowd not knowing what they're doing, and trying to leave the impression we ought to get out of there, making the South Vietnamese, they got 600,000 people, and making them think that we're going to run out on them. And, just as terrible as it can be. And, even worse than Fulbright. Fulbright's doing all he can, and Morse and the communists, they're doing the work for the communists every day. Peking's making the same kind of talk that Morse makes, but it doesn't hurt us as much as it does when Morse does it over television.
Sure.
So I just called Annie and tell him that nobody knew it, but we had to announce it simultaneously with the South Vietnamese government at the same moment that we announced it, they had to announce it. And so their president wouldn't be offended. And if they asked me immediately who was going, if he has to go, they telling me there's not going to be any meetings except with the military and the pacification program in the top secrecy of Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
But if he just has to go home, that she'll try to get him on the second plane that goes out. It'll go out sometime, probably Sunday night, provided it's kept secret and he wants to go, or maybe he could go on the press plane.
All right. Well, maybe he could go out ahead, and at least if Patsy's going to be there when you come down.
I wouldn't imagine that they'll even know when I come in there. I'm going to try to avoid it and go in by secret, tell him that we don't know, we can't guarantee.
Yes.
But I would doubt, and I guess Patsy might be there. I don't know.
She
is. But I can't help that. I've got too damn much to worry about whether Patsy meets the plane or not.
Absolutely.
And I love Danny. I've done more for him than any human being. I contributed. I did everything. I even went out there. I was there at the Cuban Missile Crisis, 62, speaking for him. But he went on this trip with Mansfield, and he come back and got sucked into a hell of a thing for a man in the Armed Services Committee to do.
Yes, right.
Have you ever talked to him about that report?
Yes.
I think you ought to sit down with him and ask him. Does he realize what problems that report has caused me with South Vietnamese and with the rest of the world?
All right.
It's a whole lot worse than if Ho Chi Minh had made it and said the same thing, because it's my own people, my own leader, my own group, the group that they say I sent, you see?
Yes, that's true.
Tell me this. Suppose I nominated this Andy Bemmer, a Negro, to the Federal Reserve Board. What?
Oh, I don't think, offhand, my first reaction would be there'd be no problem.
Would it go to banking currency?
Yes. And Robertson is in a great mood these days. He's looking at those Negro votes. He told me point blank one day, he said, you know, they've registered about 200,000 Negroes down there, and he said, I just want to be on the good side of them.
Okay, you call him and tell him you'll do anything you want to, tell him I'm taking my nap, but that you found out that they had to be announced jointly with the South Vietnamese government, and that there's only three people who knew it, McNamara and Rusk.
Right.
Said Bundy didn't even know it here in the White House.
All right, sir.
and tell him that one of the first questions they asked me if any member of Congress would go, and the president said no because he thought they were referring to Fulbright and the others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I tell him that you'll talk to me and wake me up if he wants to, or you'll talk to me and see if you can get him on the plane that goes out Sunday night with some of the technicians that are going to Saigon.
All right. Okay. Fine, Mr. President. Thank you.